Erev Tov, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone is healthy in the Gantz Mishpacha. Tonight, our Tefillah Shir is actually a shtick of a Parsha Shir. It's a little bit of a Parsha Shir because I wanted to jump ahead. We know this week is, of course, Parshas Beshalach. The Parshios of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satorah, have tremendous shefa, tremendous oros, incredible energy and light. We spoke about it in our Parsha Shir, we spoke about it in Shul on Shabbos. And what's fascinating is that part of Psukei DeZimra, which normally we refer to them in Baruch Shamar, Shirei David, right, that these are the songs of David, primarily in Psukei DeZimra. So many of the Psukim, even if they're not from Tehillim, the beginning of Hodu was all Divrei Hayamim, all also Shiros David, the songs of David HaMelech. We have part of a little bit of Nehemiah, but we see that a major component of Psukei DeZimra that is not from David is really the Shiras Hayam. It's really Oz Yashir that becomes part of Psukei DeZimra. Granted, it's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam does not include Psukei DeZimra as part, doesn't count Oz Yashir as part of Psukei DeZimra. In fact, the Rambam says you end Psukei DeZimra with Yishtabach, right? The beginning bracha of Psukei DeZimra is Baruch Shamar. The ending bracha of Psukei DeZimra is Yishtabach. And according to the Rambam, after Yishtabach, then you say Oz Yashir. And it's interesting, why is that? We're going to talk about why that is. But classically, almost everyone else disagrees with the Rambam. I don't know any community. Maybe someone listening can enlighten me. I don't know any community. Maybe Temanim, you know, there are certain Yemenites that really, they're Rambam people straight away. That's it. They only follow Shitas Rambam. Maybe there's a Temani community that does this too. I know someone in Efrat who Taka is that. So maybe I could find out from him. I don't know anyone else that does it that way, but normally the Oz Yashir is the last segment of Psukei DeZimra before we end Psukei DeZimra with Yishtabach. And it's interesting because Psukei DeZimra, as we said, songs getting us ready to accept Hashem, b'mekabel ol malch shamayim, get ready to approach, stand in front of Hashem in Shmoneh Esrei, and the Oz Yashir is really the first time that the Jewish people sang together, right? The Shiras Hayam is the first real song in all of Tanakh that is recorded, the first time the Jewish people sing to Hashem. So it is very beautiful. It's nostalgic that it becomes part of Psukei DeZimra every day, but we know there's much more than nostalgia here. We know that the Zohar, the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Zohar, that a person who says Oz Yashir any day with simcha, with joy, as if Hashem saved that individual, it brings mechilas avonos, it brings tremendous kapara, tremendous atonement. And we know that there's a very special tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael this week, Rev Busu Shlita, grandson of the Baba Sali, Zatzal Zechus Yigen Alein, was Yartzeit, was last week. Rabbi Yisrael Abuchatzer, his grandson, Rav Busu, actually during this week of Beshalach is so focused on his meditations and Kabbalistic fixings, he actually fasts from Havdalah until Kiddush Friday night. It's like wild. Mamashi just sits by himself learning all week. It's like wild. Like Mamashi, he enters a different plane of reality this week. Not Bo last week, which as we said in our Parsha Shir is tremendous light. Not Yisro next week, but Dafka the Parsha of Bishalach. Dafka this week, the week of Kriyas Hayam, the week of Oz Yashir. So why is it, aside for nostalgia, this is the first song that the Jewish people sang to Hashem, why is it so important that Oz Yashir, that the Shiras Hayam, is part and parcel of Psukei DeZimra each and every day? So there are really two main approaches. Actually, you could argue it's three, but let's take two approaches as to why it's part of davening. And in tonight's year, we're not going to go through every pasuk of Oz Yashir. We're not going to touch it up because that's really for a Parsha Shir. And that's not going to be the Parsha Shir this week. But, you know, we've learned parts of Oz Yashir in the past together, and we're going to have a few interesting insights about Oz Yashir tonight. But we want to really understand why it's in davening, how we can make our davening meaningful through Shiras Hayah. So first and foremost, what we have to recognize is the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam is important because although we don't really paskin like the Rambam, again, the Rambam definitely highlights to us an important idea behind Shiras Hayam, and that is that Shiras Hayam is really the expression of Hashem as King. right? It's something that we say in davening, in the Birchos Kriya Shema themselves, both at Maariv and in the morning. At Maariv, we say, Umalchusover Hamavir Banov Begizre Yamsuf, Esther Famisoneam Besamos Tiba, Veruvanov Givroso Shibchu Vidilshmo Umalchusover Rotsun Kiblu Aleyem. That when the Jewish people were led through the Yamsuf and they saw the eradication and the devastation of the Egyptians, of Pharaoh's armies, right, Umalchusov, they thanked him, but Umalchusov birotzon kiblu aleim. They accepted Hashem's malchus with great desire, with great excitement. And also in the bracha after Shema in the morning, right, what do we talk about? We talk about also the malchus Hashem as seen through Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yamsuf akatav zedim tibata veididim ervarta. Alzo shibchu alvim vermomu kel, they lifted up HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemelech kel chai v'kayom, right? So there was a certain aspect of Hashem that the Jewish people recognized at the Yam Suf. And this is the one of the major parts of Psukei Dezimra, because when you look at Baruch Shamar, remember we said there are a number of different phrases at the end of Baruch Shamar that we're going to focus on in Psukei Dezimra, and the last is V'nazkis Shimcha, we'll mention your name, V'namlichecha Malkenu Elokenu, and we will make you our king, Hashem. So part of Psukei Dezimra is singing to Hashem as Melech, as the one in control of everything. And we know, as the Medrash famously tells us, Rasa Shivcha L'yam al-Ra Yechezkel B'shar Nevi'im, that the Jew with the simplest understanding had visions and understanding of God greater than Yechezkel Hanavi. In his Maisa Merkava, when we come to the Shiras Hayam, and therefore they saw Hashem as Melech so clearly, because again, Melech means control of everything. The Melech is the one that even from his palace far away, he's the one that's in control of officers and government officials far, far away from the Bira, far, far away from the capital city. But nonetheless, the Melech is moving everything around. And it was at the Yam Suf when the Jewish people really understood this, when they really saw it. And we know, right, after Psukei Dezimra, the songs to Hashem that are clearing the way for the next stage of davening. What is the next stage of davening? Before we approach Hashem and ask Hashem in Shemona Esrei for so many things, right? What is the middle what's the section in between Psukei Dezimra and Shemona Esrei? That is Shema and its brachos. And what is Shema about? Shema is about Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemai. Shema is about accepting Hashem as king. So Zokt the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel, that really, his sheet, the Rambam sheet, although I don't know anyone that follows it, it really helps us understand why Az Yashir is in davening. Because what is Az Yashir? Az Yashir is the song that leads to acceptance of Hashem as king. That's what Az Yashir is. It's in fact the expression of Hashem as king. And that's why in the Shiras Hayam itself, there's some very, very significant psukim of Hashem as king. And of course, Hashem ish melchama, Hashem shemo, doesn't mean God is bloodthirsty, doesn't mean God loves war, but Hashem ish melchama, Hashem is the master of war. But yet, even as master of war, Hashem shemo, his name is Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh, the name of Hashem of Rachamim, something that we can't understand, right? But this is the first nakuda. The first point is that Az Yashir is a song that we sing as part of Psukei Dezimra. Again, according to the Rambam, it's in fact not part of Psukei Dezimra. It's getting us ready for Shema. But why? Because it's the song of accepting Hashem as Melech. And in fact, we know there are some neschos, the Yekis and others, have a minug at the end of Shema Yisrael in a siddur. In many siddurim, they don't even have it. But in some siddurim, I'm looking at the student's art scroll sitter that my daughter got in, this is my son's that he got in JEC in first grade, that after Bayomo Yashem Echad Shmo Echad, in parentheses says, Ubisal Roscha Kosov Lamar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. So Az Yashir is the song of Malchus Shemayim. It's the song of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. And this is why we know that a person who says Az Yashir, who sings Az Yashir with tremendous simcha, it's the joy of accepting Hashem as your king. That's an unbelievable zechus. And you accept Hashem as king, that brings mechilas avonos. That brings tremendous, tremendous kapara. So that's one aspect of why we sing the Shiras Hayam. But there's also another aspect. In what way, and this is a second aspect that's part of the first, in what way is the Shiras Hayam accepting Hashem as king? So what does it mean to really accept Hashem as king? So one of the most important yesodos of accepting Hashem as king comes from the famous Mishnah and Gemara and Brachos. The story of the end of Rabbi Akiva's life. We know Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned for teaching Torah, and Rabbi Akiva was sentenced to death by the Romans. And he was taken out to an amphitheater in Caesarea, many say that's where it was, and by the sea, and Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death. And as he's being tortured to death, what does he say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Yotza Nishmaso Bechad. The Rabbi Akiva's soul leaves his body when he says Echad. And Rabbi Akiva taught us that what is Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim? Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim, that Rabbi Akiva was looking to be able to do his whole life, to be able to be Mekabel Al Malchus Shemayim in the greatest degree. And again, the Gemara connects this also, because this is also where the Gemara in the ninth parak of Brachos has the idea that Kishem Shemivarach Ala Tov, Kach Mivarach Ala Ra. That a Jew has a blessing for good. Baruch Atah V'Hametiv, Shachiyonu V'Kimonu V'Giyonu L'Azman Hazeh. Interesting halachic shailas, whether you say that when you get the vaccine. Personally, I'm into the tefillah in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed, Sif Dalet, I've sent to a lot of people, Yehi Ratzon, She'esek Zeyeh L'Refuah. But we know that there's also bracha for bad. The bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayan Ho'emes. The bracha that a Jew says when they're confronted with tragedy, when they're confronted with bad news that really affects them deeply. But what's the idea that you say a blessing over bad news? Blessing, we think, good, celebration, blessing. No, it's a form of Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim. It's a form of accepting Hashem as king. And this helps us understand the power of Oz Yashir. What's the power really of Oz Yashir all about? So there's a very deep Torah that Chazal teach us, that why does Moshe Rabbeinu start at Oz Yashir, which is a little bit strange, the word Oz Yashir, then he will sing, right, an allusion to Yemos HaMashiach Olam Haba. But the word Oz, Chazal also connect to another time that the word Moshe Rabbeinu used the word Oz. And it's at the end of Parsha Shemos. It's in Perek Hei, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Right, what's the Pasuk? Well, start with Pasuk Chaf Beis. The scene is that Moshe goes with Aaron to tell all the Jewish people when he comes back from Midian that Hashem has sent me, I'm going to redeem you. And he convinces the Jewish people. Jewish people are so excited, and he goes into Paro. Hashem says, let my people go. And Paro says, okay. You know what? Instead of the Jewish people being given the straw to make the bricks, the Jewish people now have to go gather the straw and make their own bricks, right? They have to gather their own straw to make the bricks. We're not even giving them the straw to make the bricks. And the Zakenim, the Shotri B'nai Yisrael, get very upset. They meet Moshe and Aaron, and they say, what did you do? What did you do to us? Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayashav Moshe l'Adonai, Vayomer Adonai, Lama Hariosa, Lama Zeh, Lama Zeh Shlachtani. Moshe says to God, why did you do this? Why did you send me? Why did you do evil against the people? Pasuk Chav Gimel, Umei Oz, Basi El Paru L'Daber B'Shmecha, Hei Ra L'Om Hazeh V'Atzel Lo Hitzalta Samecha, Umei Oz. And from then, I've come to Paro to speak in your name. Hey, Ra L'Om Hazeh V'Atzel Lo Hitzalta Samecha. It's just done bad to your people and you haven't saved them. So Moshe Rabbeinu used this word, Umei Oz Basi El Paro, to criticize Hashem. To say, Hashem, that you've only done bad. You haven't followed through with the good that you said that you're going to do for the Jewish people. So Zacht Moshe Rabbeinu, Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael Sashir Azos. The Oz, Umei Oz Basi El Paro. Umei Oz, the Oz that I didn't have the broad vision. I just saw what was in front of me, the Kotzer Ruach Avoda Kasha. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I was screaming out against you, Eibishter. Umei Oz Basi now is Oz Yashir Moshe. Because what is Kriyas Yamsuf? We've discussed this at length, and we've given Shira on this and Drashas on this. This is the Yomtif of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But Kriyas Yamsuf was when the Jewish people saw the world as it ought to be. When they saw good things happening to good people and bad things happening to bad people. Ra'asa Shifcha Layam, the simplest individual at the sea, saw even what Yechezkel and the other Nevi'im didn't see. You know what they didn't see? Not even Moshe, they didn't see how this world makes sense. And it was at Kriyas Yamsuf, the vision that they beheld was an understanding of what Shevet Mitzrayim was all about. That Me'az Basi El Paro is now Az Yashir Moshe. And it's such an important idea because when we go through Psukei Dezimra, the Psukei Dezimra are beautiful about trusting in Hashem, and Hashem's going to help us, and sing, you know, the prakim of Tehillim, of seeing the beauty of Hashem in the world and seeing the whole universe and nature. My soul, Kalan Shamatal, my soul is singing out to you. And then we have Vayivarech David, and we're gonna go back. Don't worry, we're gonna get to why Vayivarech David is there, what the Psukim B'chorosim Abris, the Psukim from Nechemya, but then it leads into Kriyas Yamsuf. It leads into Az Yashir. Because you know what one of the lessons of Az Yashir is? That even when things aren't good, we still sing because we know Az Yashir. And that's why it's in the future. Because even when we're experiencing incredible difficulties, we look back and see Az Yashir, the faith that Moshe Rabbeinu had, the faith at first he didn't have, but the faith that Klal Yisrael had, that they were able to sing. That even when things were so difficult, they still refused to give up. And this is what some say is the pasuk in the Shira of Ozi v'zimras ya, v'yehi li lishua ze'e li vanveyu al he'aviv al memenu. Ozi v'zimras ka, Zimras Ka Yud Hey is the name of Hashem that's not whole. That's the name of Hashem in this world, the name of Hashem when things do not reflect the glory of God. And the way Rav Schwab and many others interpret it, Ozi v'Zimras Ka, is that even when it was in a state of Ka, even in a name, in the state when Hashem's name was not being sanctified, even when Hashem's name was not whole, nonetheless, Ozi, Hashem, you are my strength, v'zimras ka, and I sang to you. And this is really one of the most mind-boggling achievements of the Jewish people. Stories that we don't have to go back thousands of years. Stories that we can go back less than 100 years. Stories of Jews that suffered and were suffering, were being tormented so tragically, so hideously, beyond comprehension. And yet these Jews sang. And yet these Jews never gave up. And this is why Az Yashir is the song of the future. It's the song of we will sing. That's why it's Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vaed. Hashem will be king forever. That's what this is recognizing. And that's why it's the first song. Because as Jews, we begin with the end. Right? Right, so if ma'aseh machshav etchila, what's in thought in the beginning will be a machshav at the end, and here the first song that we sing is also focused on the end. As Jews, we have the broad vision. As Jews, we look deep, deep down the line. We don't only look what's in front of us here, and this is how many explain why Az Yashir is part of the daily Psukei Dezimra. Because it's the siyum, it's the culmination. It's the culmination of the very first song that the Jewish people sang, but a song that's focused on the future. A song that's focused on Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting Hashem as king, recognizing that when Hashem is king, what does that mean? That everything that the king is from the king. That the king is guiding everything, even things that we don't understand, even things that we don't see right now in front of us. And that's why Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Mishneh Berurah Chafetz Chaim quotes, a Jew that can sing Az Yashir B'Simcha, on a Stam day, you sing Az Yashir B'Simcha, Mochen Lo Kol Avonosav, all your sins are forgiven. All you see, it's an incredibly high level. Because Az Yashir isn't the song of Hashem, everything is so perfect, everything is so great. It's not only the song of the salvation at this moment. And it's interesting because when you read Shiras, when you will actually read it, yeah, we talk about Hashem as the Ishmael Chama, but and Hashem saving us from the Egyptians, but even more than that is just Hashem as king. Hashem and the relationship, Zakeli v'Anveihu, talking about Yerushalayim, talking about a Beis HaMikdash. It's fascinating that it's not, I mean, in this Shiras Hayam is mixed in all different types of songs. Yes, there's a song of thank you Hashem for saving us from the Egyptians, but even more than that, it's a song of recognizing the Malchus of the Borei Olam. And here is actually a beautiful idea from Rav Shamshon Rufal Hirsch. In his Perush on the Siddur, Rav Shamshon Rufal Hirsch, he says that in the Shiras Hayam, he says it's the epitome of Jewish song. Again, it's the first Jewish song. It's the very first Jewish song. And it's the essence of Jewish song. Because what do we do in Shiras Hayam? The Shiras Hayam expresses three primary ideas of a Jew. The first is that Hashem is a God of justice. And Hashem is justice as lawgiver and judge and jury and the one that's kind of carry out the justice. So there's fear of Hashem. And that's Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem, that the people feared Hashem. That comes when you see Hashem as the Ishmael Chama, when you see the justice of Hashem. But yet at the same time, in the Shiras Hayam, we see the mercy of the Ribono Shel Olam. And it's in the mercy of Hashem, in the chesed of Hashem, that we have our bitachon, that we have our trust. And the Shiras Hayam, as we said, there's so many components, it really enmeshes them, intertwines the justice and the fear, and the mercy and the trust and the love, into recognizing the malchus and the power of the Borei Olam. And Rav Schwab has a Rav Hirsch has a very strong comment that I actually wrote down. I wanted to share it. He said, all hymns of praise that do not instill fear of God into the hearts of people are blasphemy, he writes, pure and simple. He says, when we see Az Yashir as really as the paradigm of Jewish song, Rav Hirsch writes, we have to recognize that Jewish song is not something that just makes us feel good. And he says further on, he says, and it can't be like a fake, a false feeling of connection. He says, a Jewish song has to engender an awe and fear of God. Again, it doesn't mean fear like, oh no, Hashem's going to hurt me. Meaning the awe of the Ribono Shel Olam and that connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And this is just a little bit of why Shiras Hayam is so important. Of why Shiras Hayam, and again, think about it. It's the only section from the Torah itself that is part of Psukei Dezimra, right? We have Tehillim, we have Divrei Hayamim, we have Nechemya, right? But from Torah, it's Az Yashir. It's Az Yashir. This section is the first song, and it's the paradigm of song. But it's the song that we have to sing, try to sing B'Simcha every day. It's the song of recognizing, preparing us for the next section of davening to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, which means Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is really, as we said, about recognizing that Hashem is the one that makes everything happen. Umei Oz Basi El Paro Oz Yashir Moshe. And this is the tikkun of Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, railing against God. Again, a Jew can always question, but the way Moshe spoke with the accusatory tone, it was more than just question. And that's why the tikkun, he fixed it with Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us by leading us in the Shiras Hayam. Again, think about it also. It's in the Torah, but it was a song that we sang. So many say that Moshe Rabbeinu led the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu obviously was doing it with tremendous nevuah, with prophecy and Ruach HaKodesh and divine inspiration. Some Medrash go so far as to say that the Shechina was as if speaking from Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth and leading the Jewish people in the Shiras Hayam. But obviously, this first song is a song that we have to sing every day. It's a song that has deep, deep lessons of Hashem Yimloch La'olam Va'ed, Ozi V'zimras Ka Va'il Yeshua, that Hashem, even in a state of Ka, even in a state when I don't see the Ribono Shel Olam's greatness, even when I see a world that's broken, a world that's sick, a world that needs healing, that it's so, so broken, Ozi V'zimras, Hashem is my strength. And Hashem gives me that ability to sing Zekeli v'anvehu Elokei aviv v'armenu, that Hashem is my God v'anvehu, it's anivahu, that when I'm in the difficult place, it's anveyu means anivahu, the Gemara in Shabbos says. It's me and God. Even when we're in that difficult place, I know Hashem is with me. Elokei Avivim. And how do I know? Because I look to my ancestors. We look back at what the Jewish people experienced 80 years ago. We look back what the Jewish people experienced 350 years ago. We look back what the Jewish people experienced almost 2,000 years ago. And further back, of course, into Mitzrayim, the Noshim Tzidkanios, the Jews that were able to go out were the Jews that kept that bitachon, that in Egypt were able to still sing a song to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem should just help us to allow us to be able to sing, to open up our hearts, but try to think a little bit of what we said tonight, that we can make our davening meaningful and try to find time to sing the Shira each and every day. Have a good night, everyone. Take care. Stay safe.